It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Chicago Locker Room by Lids and Majestic have the bases covered for the championship series. Cubs fans, stay warm like the players in Majestic's Take October hoodie. Or get the official Cubs Cool Base game jersey at any of the 14 Chicago Locker Room by Lids locations near you. Customize your jersey with Lids' exclusive player embroidograph and add your favorite Cubs player's name and number embroidered on a Majestic Cool Base jersey. Majestic, made for the postseason and available at Chicago Locker Room by Lids or shop Lids.com for any team, anytime, anywhere.
Cub fans, the Cubs may be down 2-0, but they're definitely not out. Cubs, Mets, Game 3 of the NLCS at Wrigley Field. Get ready for this historic game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Cubs have battled all season, and if they are to win the NLCS, they'll have to battle back from a 2-0 deficit. But Chris Bryant says, been there, done that already.
Throughout the year, too, I mean, I think we had a lot of walk-off wins here. Just being down in certain games, you know, really, you know, built us up to this point. So it really isn't that much different to us, but I mean, it is a different stage. It is playoffs. It is October, so sure, it's a little bit different, but like I said, I think we've been in a similar position before.
And the pitching matchup for Game 3 tonight is Kyle Hendricks and Jacob deGrom, and the mound opponents in Toronto this afternoon will be Chris Young and R.A. Dickey as the Royals and the Blue Jays continue the ALCS, Kansas City leading that series 2-1. Duncan Keith periodically in the past missed a practice just to give the Iron Man a day off, but today it was for a completely different reason as the Blackhawks announced that Keith underwent surgery to repair a right knee meniscal tear that'll keep him out 4 to 6 weeks. And speaking of injuries, Illinois guard Kendrick Nunn, he'll miss the first 2 months of the college hoop season. He's got torn ligaments in his left thumb. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And breaking news on the Score, brought to you by Rosenhyundai Algonquin. October sales event that's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Cubs playoff talk right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sunrise Chevy.
Boars and Bernstein. Hola! Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who host the annual Breast Cancer Awareness Game Sunday at 3. Tickets start at just $11. Very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, today's the day.
Oh, boy.
Oh buddy.
Wow.
Oh, buddy. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got a lot coming your way today.
Oh, do we ever.
We've got a bunch of stuff, and we will have a ton of surprises. We've got the second half. We have the NBA GM survey out, and we've got Budweiser for you. Good times are waiting. Grab some Buds right here at the Newport Bar and Grill, one of our favorite stops.
Right now.
Right damn now.
Right damn now.
You come out, and we've got a lovely place for you to get ready for tonight's baseball game. We'll be talking a lot about that today, as well as some other things. I think what we should have today here is a nice on-campus sex party.
Yeah, I've got... Anybody got the number for an escort?
Oh, sure. Oh, we
not
can...
Not a forward escort. Just a...
We can find him.
Oh, bring me an escort and a graduate assistant with a handful of cash, and we're going to go.
Yeah, this
have
is...
a party.
This is just... It's really... It's just unfortunate, too. It is, these are rough times, apparently, for white basketball.
White basketball player... You know, the show at the book, there's no white basketball player pictured. What do they get?
I don't think they get anything. I think white recruits are just out of luck.
What? What?
So if I show
standing up... Standing up for white America right
come
here.
On.
Come on, give me some. Where, let me have some.
Where's our black hookers?
Doing, yeah.
Come on.
Black hooker, fine.
Seriously.
Shoot.
Represent. Yeah. What is it? Okay, you go over here. Let's see. You guys go work on the offense, and then everybody else gets black hookers.
I think
hookers.
What they get is a seat closer to Patino.
Right. You get to sit next to a copy of his book.
Can we have a sex party? No.
No, you get an autographed copy of Rick's book.
Autographed copy of my book, a picture of my tablecloth I once used, and you get to sit very close to me during games.
They get a free appetizer at Porcini's. They get to go over there. They get to sit at the special table. They get a little fried ravioli. Everybody else gets a black
That's
hooker.
That's not fried ravioli. I'm looking at this thing. This thing's been on for about an hour now. It's like, dude, what do the white people get? We cannot represent unless I get some tang. I cannot do this without it. Why am I coming here? Why am I coming to your damn school? I don't want your book. I don't want your table. And I don't want to sit close to you. The hell? Man, oh, man, we're taking a beating here already. Just started, already taking a beating. Well, Rick, you know, I'll say one thing for Rick Pitino. They did get a national title, did they not?
Yep, and he got that tattoo on his shoulder blade. He got the whole thing.
Got the tattoo, and now he's got the goodbye. We'll see you.
He's fired.
Take care. Oh, he's fired. He's so fired. He's not even a little fired. He's very fired. There won't even be a, like, well, we'll need to look into this. No, I don't really think you need to look into it. Because if you're watching outside the lines, you got it.
Yeah, and
you got it.
Either he knew about it, which I think is about a 99% likelihood that he knew about it, or he didn't know about it, in which case he probably should have known about it. So either way, he's
still
fired.
Hey, you're still fired.
And the great thing is, too, she's just like, she's got it all documented.
She does.
There's corroboration from her people, from
pictures.
The players. There's pictures.
Pictures with the players.
I mean, all of it. Nobody's really denying any of it. And
well, that's hard to deny.
And then she said, well, why are you telling people this? Well, because I want money. I'm gonna sell it. All right, fair enough. Pretty good. Gotcha.
And she wrote the book. The guy wrote the book, Dick Cady. Of course he is. That no relation to Gene Cady. It's spelled C-A-D-Y, but he wrote the book, actually, and she just gave it, provided the information. But, I mean, it is chapter and verse. Look, if I'm having sex parties and strippers over, you ain't bringing, nobody's taking pictures.
What do you mean if? Yeah, you do it like the Vegas. Yeah. I know of some specific parties, and I know the people who were at these parties where phones were collected by special people hired. There are people who do it for a living to make sure that once you enter a room or certain rooms that there is no possible way, unless you're a Soviet spy, unless you're James Bond, that you're going to come out of there with any picture, any audio, anything of any kind.
A ton of pictures. You got every one of
every
them.
Single every single one of
every
them.
Every single one of them. Every
you
one
got
of them.
All of
them. A stripper with from the strippers to the escorts to the five players, and it's like, dude, I mean, seriously, you and they're in a campus building.
On campus.
They're not off at some hell hole. No, they're on campus. You got to go far to get it. Nope. Right over here. We get it right over here.
It's like a farmer's market.
I know.
They're dancing. Oh, yeah. Let's see. I'd like that one, please.
That's what they're doing.
And also some of the fresh radishes.
Yep, that's what
they're
doing.
And some of the locally sourced honey as well. And they just point them out. They go over. A price is negotiated for them. The cash exchange. And they go into the room. We call it a side deal.
Hasn't Louisville had one, and all in Patino, they've had an important white player, haven't they?
I don't know. Have they?
Well, maybe not.
Well, I guess it just doesn't take much to recruit them.
Every picture is the same. You know, it looks like any game it is. It's
they're
the
sitting there. Sitting I mean, it's like it's the walk-ons on the bench. You're sitting with them. But I don't think they get the hooker farmer's market.
I don't think they do. There's no pictures of them if they do. I'll tell you that. Are you welcome? No. Did you get invited? Well, no. Well, then never mind. Then never mind. I don't know anything. I don't know.
I was playing Galaga at the student center. That's where they said I should go. They gave me some chicken strips and some quarters for video games. That's where we went. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to it
I
live.
Won't do that!
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting at 67011. You text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com, as well as the Radio.com app for your mobile device. Our producers are Brett Lyons.
I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
Well, let's see, if the Giants win, they're in first. If the Eagles win, they're in first.
Was that what I thought it
that's
was?
That's what it was.
Was that Ditka?
Everybody thinks it was, yes.
It wasn't Jim Tomsula walking by?
No, I think
crop clutch. Dusting?
No. I think the clutch let one fly.
What's going on?
What is with the...
Shut up.
No.
Quit no.
Tooting. Stop tooting.
Ditka, stop. What? Are you, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nobody in the picture.
I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
Well, let's see. If the Giants win, they're in first. If the Eagles win, they're in first.
Ditka's just sitting there with a look on his face. Like,
you sure wasn't Berman?
No, I don't think so. They believe the suspect is Ditka, but I'm open to be changed.
I don't know.
Could have been Berman, but
we have to argue the different doctrines here. If we bring in the lawyers, it's, you know, it's smelt it, dealt it, or denied it, supplied it. You've got all sorts of issues here.
That's a dandy, by the way. that's a good one.
Yeah,
if you're going to go. Yeah, let it go, dude. Don't give me a little, you know. Go.
You're on live television.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got to go. You got to do it. You got to let one go.
Chris Tannehill.
And Shane Vereen, number 34, one of the best receiving black backs in football.
No. He is Captain Indestructo.
Here on site, our engineer, he is War Boy, Denny Colunco.
Eventually, Granderson would get on base again, steal second and third, and he'd score on Jonas Sextavis's infield single.
Oh, he was just fired by the Blackhawks for saying that. Les, the Blackhawks have fired you.
Jonas Sextavis.
Well, that's what it does. Wow. Okay. He is, recently, he won this just the other day. He's the mayor of Beecher. Thank you. I agree with that.
All right, we're going to have Mark Gonzalez from the Tribune at 2 o'clock. We're going to do the second half at 3:30. Pete Futek is going to join us at 4:40. And then at 5 o'clock, we usually do Hub on Tuesdays, but leading up to the Cubs and the Mets, we're going to have Bruce Levine setting the scene for us from Wrigley Field.
Painting a picture.
At 5, painting a picture instead. So that is going to be what we are doing today. And at some point, we should also get to the NBA GM survey, because this is usually, but maybe 3 o'clock we'll do that, because or I mean, we'll figure it out. We've got a lot of moving parts today, and we have a lot to cover, because this, I can't get enough of this story.
I can't either. It's just you know, not that I didn't have any, you know, like, bone to pick with Pitino in general. I mean, a guy likes it on the table. I mean, I'm not going to argue with a guy who'll just go ahead on the table and do it. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I've been around him more than once over the years, and he's always kind of a penis. But again, maybe he's changed. But I mean, I'm sure this happens, because I don't. Did all of them actually end up going to Louisville?
I don't know. I would hope so. After that, I don't know who's going to, unless some other school is topping that.
Well, I think maybe somebody did.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who host the annual Breast Cancer Awareness Game Sunday at 3. Tickets start at $11. So if you are making your way to Wrigley Field, or you're hanging out around Wrigley Field tonight, stop on by at the Newport, where we are going to have all kinds of fun this afternoon with people and things.
Yes, indeed.
This is just...
It's too good.
How do you let this get photographed and documented?
Unless you're so stupid you're that sloppy, or you think you're absolutely bulletproof.
That's what I think he thinks. Bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
I think he believes he's bulletproof. Yeah, because you can't. There's no way you can possibly allow this to happen and have this woman set this up, and then then she writes a book. I got the book. I got the names. I set it all up. I got the girls here. I got the strippers here. I got the escorts here. I mean, Ed, there's a separation there. Wasn't all the one, and she had every bit of it and the pictures with the recruits. I mean, I think, I don't know if there are other pictures, but I think that's pretty much the end.
So if Rick Pitino. Yes, and if Rick says, well, I didn't know. How the hell could you not have known about this then?
I don't know.
I don't know. Just on campus and all the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of hookers.
Rick Pitino's future. I got Pitino's future.
Yeah, I think it's time to waltz into retirement. This is the old push out the door for Rick, saying, I think we're going to hang him up. But, with all the stories that we've heard from various campuses, the upshot of it is we know this stuff goes on.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And particularly when you get a new gig, you're in a place where there's been some winning in the past, but there's been a little dry spell here, and now all of a sudden you want to get back to the top. And this is, what's the fastest way to get back to the top? Strippers and escorts. That's my basketball world. Strippers and escorts.
As far as actual income, aren't they the richest single basketball program in NCAA?
I think they are.
Don't they make the most money?
I think they do.
Because of their arena deal at Yum Arena, and they've got some sort of arrangement that allows them to just print money.
Yep. And they give it to a grad assistant, and he spends it.
And that's how you get players.
That's why you get players. I mean, I think there's there's something, there's a simplicity to that just seems very nice to me. You want a tour around campus?
Are there different parties for the white guys, though?
That's what I want to. Where do they take the white guys?
Or is it just not worth it? Maybe they don't. They just don't care.
There has to be a white player worthy of it, doesn't there?
Not
somewhere.
Really.
No,
I don't think so. Not for them. Why bother?
I have to look at their lineup over the years since Rick Pitino.
They're in the room and like all the white guys have their noses pressed up against the window. No, they're outside saying, "Hey, why don't we get to party?"
No, you don't.
Go practice your jump shot.
Hey, you know what, though? We'll let you watch.
Go hit your free throws.
Maybe that'll help.
You can stand outside and you can watch the party.
I've seen a lot of things over the years, and I don't know how you top this, but I'm sure, look, if you're doing this, don't kid yourself that everybody doesn't know in the college basketball world. They may not be willing to tell because then you start looking at them if you find out and say, well, what about you? But you think with recruits that are doing this, that they don't know, that other teams and other coaches don't know about this? There's no way they don't. There's no way in this business you don't know this is happening. Not possible. Those kids talk, man. If you say one thing to one kid.
There's a book with pictures.
Smiley pictures, you too.
It's like they made a yearbook out of it. You've got the whole sex party yearbook, the whole thing.
Yes, you do.
Let's commemorate this year of recruits. Here comes Monica.
It's a great group, too.
You're on campus.
And these idiots are debating Rick Pitino's future. His future's not in this. I'll tell you that.
Coaching basketball.
It's not in this. Forget about it. You're not. As much as I hate the NCAA, you're not going to get away with this one. There won't need to be an investigation of, I don't know how long it takes, a year and a half. This one takes 4 minutes. Just give me all the pictures, which you have. Give me the book, and it's over. And the author knows it, too. The author was talking to. He's got it, too. He knows all the stuff. You just talk to him. You don't even have to talk to her. You don't want to, but Dick Cady. Hey, Dick, you write the book? You bet I did. Oh, you bet I did.
At Hooker, 5'7" from Louisville, it's Ecstasy.
Bum, 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 bum. I'm gonna find an important white player.
No, you're not. you're gonna try, and we're not interested.
It's got to be an important white player, Louisville. Come on.
Some shoosty
guy.
Yeah, but they're walk-ons. They're sitting next to Rick.
They're sitting next.
Hey,
hey
coach,
you know
coach, can I play?
No.
No, shut but up. You can get in every TV shot. Get every TV shot right here.
Here, wave this towel.
Russ Smith, come here. Pick a hooker. Which one?
Can I have two?
Sure.
Sure. Of course. Whatever you want,
whatever
dude.
Whatever you want.
Kidding me?
You're tied to your dance floor.
He's a two-hooker recruit. He is. That's a two-hooker recruit.
That's how they have him rated now. Yeah,
that's a two-hooker recruit, Russ Smith.
And the ratings have come out, and they have landed a terrific recruiting class with 4 3-hooker recruits.
Well, he might even be a three-hooker recruit. He's pretty good. So, anyway, Rick Pitino, congratulations. It didn't work, but
well, it did work.
Done. Yeah,
he got a national title. What do you mean it didn't
work? The program
work?
Is rich. Well, long term, I think this is probably it for Rick. I don't think this is. Well, you know what, though? College basketball has this way of finding your way back.
Yeah, Larry Brown kept coaching. And
Larry Brown cheated everywhere he ever was.
Still cheating.
Shamelessly.
He's 76 years old and still cheating.
Still cheating. God, wouldn't you think at some point, even is there a time limit on cheating,
no.
Larry?
No,
but I don't know if Larry did this. Of course, I have a feeling that when I look at this, I keep thinking, come on, somebody else did this.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Cubs catcher David Ross joins the Mully and Handley Show and Boers and Bernstein Show weekly throughout the remainder of the playoffs.
Teams this young with this much talent, with this much poise, it's a real, real special group.
Cubs catcher David Ross talking Cubs in the NLCS with Mully and Handley and Boers and Bernstein weekly. Due to the playoff schedule, show times and days will vary. So keep listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoffs. Talk.
David Ross and the Score is presented by Mercy Hospital. Live well with Chicago's first.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. It hardly comes as a shock that Mike Krzyzewski saying that next year's Olympics will be his last as coach of the U.S. national team. Of course, Krzyzewski said he was done coaching the national team after the London Olympics, only to be talked into coaching the team one more time by USA basketball president Jerry Colangelo, who did everything but hold his breath and turn blue before Krzyzewski relented. Of course, that decision brought some unsurprising grousing from some of Krzyzewski's competitors that being the Olympic coach gave him an unfair recruiting advantage. Sure it did. Think of all the great players who went to Duke because of Krzyzewski's Olympic ties. Johnny Dawkins, Mark Allery, Danny Ferry, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, Grant Hill, Elton Brand, Shane Battier, Mike Dunleavy, J.J. Redick. Oh, wait! He recruited all those guys before he was the Olympic coach. Imagine that. I'm John Feinstein.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Chicago Locker Room by Lids and Majestic have the bases covered for the championship series. Cubs fans, stay warm like the players in Majestic's Take October hoodie, or get the official Cubs Cool Base game jersey at any of the 14 Chicago Locker Room by Lids locations near you. Customize your jersey with Lids' exclusive player embroidograph and add your favorite Cubs player's name and number embroidered on a Majestic Cool Base jersey. Majestic, made for the postseason and available at Chicago Locker Room by Lids or shop Lids.com for any team, anytime, anywhere.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This Friday and Saturday only and only at Hawk Ford in Oak Lawn. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months plus huge discounts on every new Ford in stock. That's right, exclusively at Hawk Ford, 0 for 72 plus huge discounts on every new Ford in stock. Top dollar will be paid on all trade-ins and all credit applications will be accepted. Friday 9 to 9, Saturday 9 to 7, Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at HawkFord.com.
With approved credit at $13.89 per month, per thousand finance with zero down.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Now, I know these other banks and mortgage companies around town don't like me, but I don't care. I'm going to continue to get my clients lower rates on better loans. If you're even considering refinancing or buying a home, call me now. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. And if you expect them to walk through the door, they're going to be gray and old.
But there's a bunch of hookers walking through that door. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door.
I hope so.
He would have got a hooker.
Here comes Crystal.
Dopiest people I've ever seen. Good.
For good. Louisville. Good job. At hooker. 5-4 from Louisville, Cinnamon.
Boy, I worked the side circuit. I think I saw him in the Derby more than once.
It's just
they're in the room. Oh, it's in the room.
It's just got everything. It's
perfect. Yeah, it's the perfect storm to end a basketball coaching career.
That's Lee in Warsaw, Indiana says Luke Hancock was most outstanding player of their last national title run. 6'6" white shooter. He didn't get any hookers.
That wasn't his real name either. They gave him that name after the. Okay.
No, there's no way.
Well, all I can tell you is there are no white guys depicted in the picture. There's nobody. None. I saw all five of them. None. I'm not saying old Luke didn't make his way down there, but not in what I saw. They was not, apparently, Luke not invited. Was he worth inviting Luke Hancock?
No.
Was he? I mean, got a good shoot. I mean, you know, find an idiot that could shoot somewhere. Find plenty of idiots that could shoot. My guy, Dougie McBucket, you can find him.
Boris and Bernstein here. Our friends from Budweiser, good times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Have us at the Newport Bar and Grill. And oh, look, the sun is finally out. Of course.
We love the Newport Bar and Grill. This is like old home week for us.
Yeah, this is
our people.
And I can walk here. So it's ideal. I think last time I was here, did I finish up with a nice Moscow Mule?
I think you did. I think I will do the same.
That's the benefit of walking to work. And I have my legal representation is here as well. The smaller guy, not the bigger guy, because unemployed baby.
I trust the unemployed baby more than I trust unemployed lawyer.
Well, it's unemployed toddler now, actually.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's not baby anymore.
Well, no, there is unemployed baby is here though. Mazel tov. So there is a new his position as unemployed baby has been usurped, and he has now been promoted to unemployed toddler. So it's exciting. Going to his first Bulls game tonight.
Wow. Say hi to Dougie McBuckus. He'll be sitting on the bench with all the other white guys. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what about me? Hey. Come on.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. We're just about 5.5 hours away from Game 3 of the NLCS tonight at Wrigley Field. Weather is supposed to be warmer. It should be in the 60s as the Cubs try to claw their way back into the series. Chris Bryant, for one, is happy to be home.
I love hitting here. I love playing in front of the fans here. I think we all do. So it's a nice change of scenery after two games there. So, I'm excited to see how we play. And, I think it'll be, a lot better than it was in New York.
Cubs will send Kyle Hendricks to the mound to face 2014 Rookie of the Year Jacob DeGrom. Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Goff this morning that Jorge Soler will be in tonight's starting lineup. Coverage starts at 7 on TBS. Game 4 of the ALCS takes place this afternoon at 3 o'clock. That series now stands at 2-1 after Toronto took Game 3 last night. Chris Young will go for the Royals, R.A. Dickey for the Blue Jays. Blackhawks' Duncan Keith will miss 4 to 6 weeks following successful surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his knee. He's expected to miss around 10 games. Hawks expected to step up their efforts to bring in a defenseman via trade. They next play Thursday night when the Panthers come to town. Bulls not getting a lot of love from the GMs around the league. Jimmy Butler was the only player on the team to receive votes from GMs as the top player at his position. GMs picked Cleveland to win the NBA title and LeBron James to win MVP. And 5 ex-Louisville players and recruits told ESPN's Outside the Lines that they took part in dorm parties with strippers and escorts, paid for by the team's graduate assistant coach, Andre McGee. Coach Rick Pitino still denying knowledge of all of this. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore, and Cubs playoff push coverage on the Score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I, too, deny knowledge of any hookers or strippers anywhere in my life, ever. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they should
go away.
At Louisville right now, they should be working on a Rick Pitino stepping down plan.
Exit plan.
It's a very, very simple, clean exit plan where he, instead of all the denials, instead of doing the whole dance, just... have the trustees meet and call in the president and the AD, and then you say, here's what we're going to do. Or you lay out a couple of choices for him. You can either do it this way, or this way, but one way or another. You have the lawyers look over the deal, and you say, time to go off into that sunset. September of your coaching
sunset
years,
is hit it
wherever it might be.
I know he always has this desire. He still does. He's one of those guys that never was going to quit. But Rick, I think the time has come. Not that in 3 years you couldn't recycle.
No, and I'm not. Could. No, he should just do his little exile and begin that. Get that started sooner rather than later, and just sort of serve that sentence away. Whatever de facto suspension it is from the game, and then and the thing is too, I'm just not that mad at him.
I hate the
NCAA. I hate all the lying that's involved.
The man had sex on a table too. I mean, in a restaurant.
Drink after him
in a restaurant. So
I'll have a sex on the table, please.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So can I be mad at him over this? Would I know what kind of dude he is? I mean, this is what Rick Pitino. Look, there's a certain pattern when you're at schools that didn't necessarily win until Rick Pitino got there.
How do you think it happens?
Yeah, how do you think that happens?
It doesn't just say, oh, gee, I wonder how this is happening.
I'd like to go to Providence.
Here. What?
Huh? You would? Why? Why?
In Portland, Oregon, this is Larry on the score.
How in the heck do I pick up off of that, guys? Holy mackerel.
Pick up off of what?
Off of what you guys have been talking about. Man,
well, I don't know what
man,
what do you mean pick up off of it?
Meaning I can't top that. You guys have already done it. Hey, I want to talk some Cubs with you. First of all, you know, it's interesting how, I don't know if you guys ever thought of this, how much Phil Jackson and Joe Maddon sound alike. Meter and tone, very similar, but they both had the same hands-on approach to their team. It was a lot of encouragement and optimism. And no team, no great team ever wins by going through all great times. I think this is the way it comes to go.
Okay. I hadn't really thought much about that.
He hung on forever to say that.
Travis in Peoria, you're on WSCR.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I like the show. It's great. Great time. Hey, there's no way that Luke Hancock comes out of this thing not the most sexually frustrated person to ever leave Louisville University. So, also wondering, how far does this lady take this this whole thing before she's like, all right, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get some money. Do you think that a lot of the administration, Pitino himself, you know, how far up does this go before she's like, bye, Felicia, I'm getting mine, and moving along? Thanks a lot.
Well, I don't think it was a matter of how far it went up. It was just a matter of getting the goods.
Yeah, getting the goods. You got the book. I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to buy the book. I assume you will. You're getting a lot of attention. And if you're not kind of, to me, I mean, I've sort of heard it and read it all over the years. But if you're one of those who, how does this happen? Well, there's the book for you. She's got a chapter and verse for you. She's got names. She's got location. She's got everything. Everything you want to know. From the strippers to the escorts to the entire thing, where they were, when they were, how it happened, who set it up, what the money was, everything. If you're at all curious about that sort of thing, it's all there for you. I mean, but it's not, he's done something everywhere he's gone. I don't know if it's been this plan. It probably has. It probably has. I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be.
So, look, I know that there were parties, there were coincidental parties that were thrown when certain recruits were in town.
Well, there should be.
I saw it in should college. I remember there was a recruit named Chris Weber who was making the tour. And I remember when Chris Weber was on campus and, oh, my goodness, there was a huge party that night with DJs and people. And it was the place to be if you...
I would have done the same thing.
And it's just amazing how just the coincidence that the night Chris Weber is there, they were able to just show him a terrific time at a big on-campus party.
A big party.
I'm not, but this... When you're turning it over to professionals, that's a different story. When you've got the hooker farmers market going on, that's a little different than
that's
the...
That's a little different.
But, you know, the good coaches would know who to talk to and say, hey, you know, by the way, you know, it wouldn't hurt if it just so happened that Chris Weber was perhaps entertained in a way befitting a recruit. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. You know, these... It happens.
Wait a minute. Nobody. Wait a minute. Nobody and runs a pure board, a program like
I'm
Mike
not Krzyzewski alleging any does. Violation of any kind. Oh, I'm just saying that sometimes God, these parties, the parties happen to spring up. But this is next level stuff, man. This is the richest college basketball program spending money to get it done.
I think you do anyway. I mean, I think you have to spend the money. And, man, if you're a recruit. Whew. Now, it used to be, back in the day, you could sort of find girls on campus who wanted to do
it. Well, you had the hostesses, now, remember, like for the football programs.
Yeah. Now it's a little riskier, I think, with all this stuff. I think it's a little riskier, so I think it's the best idea, call the pros.
When we come back, I'm going to give you, the Cub fan, a reason for optimism tonight. I'm not making it up. I'm going to give you a tangible reason for optimism.
We'll be looking for that. Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Cubs are down, but not out, because now the NLCS moves to Wrigley, where the home field crowd looks to push the Cubs to a big Game 3 win.
We go out and execute, we should win. That's how we feel. That's why you play. That's what's exciting. You can knock it up, X's and O's, and look at it on paper, but you can't quantify it once you get out there. If we perform, we expect to win.
Cubs fans, when the moment is this big, you don't want to miss out. So keep it here for the best coverage on the radio. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Cubs postseason talk.
Northsiders celebrate the baseball postseason with Home Run and Pizza. Bake one up in 15 minutes or less. Home Run and Pizza, always a hit with Chicago fans. Visit homeruninpizza.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. X, Dove Men Plus Care, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha.
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Chicago Locker Room by Lids and Majestic have the bases covered for the championship series. Cubs fans, stay warm like the players in Majestic's Take October hoodie, or get the official Cubs Cool Base game jersey at any of the 14 Chicago Locker Room by Lids locations near you. Customize your jersey with Lids' exclusive player embroidograph and add your favorite Cubs player's name and number embroidered on a Majestic Cool Base jersey. Majestic. Made for the postseason and available at Chicago Locker Room by Lids or shop Lids.com for any team, anytime, anywhere.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Our guys can do that anywhere. We played in New York. Their pitchers pitched really well against us, although we did hit some balls hard in that first game. Getting back home right now with our fans out there, it's going to be quite a sight. For those, I have a bunch of friends coming in town, some guys that have not been to Wrigley before, and especially, obviously, not for a playoff game. So all this stuff, I'm really happy for our fans. I'm happy for the city.
Always upbeat, Joe Maddon. I don't think he sounds like Phil Jackson, does he?
I don't really either.
He hung out all that time to tell me he sounds like Phil Jackson.
I spent a ton of time around Phil, and that never crossed my mind that these guys sound alike.
Or that there's something in their same that their way of doing. They're not. It's completely different. And the NBA works a lot
different. Oh, yeah. You're talking about different rhythms of different sports and an entirely different way you have to do things. It's just not. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. And I saw him. I know he remains upbeat and ready to roll. So you got a reason. Give me some reason for optimism.
Okay. Now, we know that one of the headwinds for the Cubs so far in this series is the way that both of the umpires have called their strike zones to be extremely pitcher-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
These have been liberally called zones.
Definitely.
And it goes against what the Cubs have been doing. And first of all, ignore the TBS pitch tracks thing. That doesn't know what the hell is going on. That thing is drunk. I don't know what it is, if it's badly programmed or what the deal is. It's all completely screwed up. But the umpire tonight is a guy named Ted Barrett. According to the rotation, he was at first base in the last game, so he goes to home plate. Now, first of all, Jacob DeGrom has a 3.48 earned run average since August 1st. He's been really good, but he hasn't been what he was in the first 4 months of the season.
Correct.
When he was absolutely dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And last game, he did not have good command. He threw 105 pitches in six innings. He only threw 67 of them for strikes. He gave up six hits. He walked three.
He wasn't good overpowering. Command. He wasn't like the lights out.
And the command wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ted Barrett, there is a website via SB Nation that usually covers the Arizona Diamondbacks, this particular fan site. And an analyst there used data from baseballsavant.com, like pitch effects kind of stuff, and figured out a metric for umpires' strike zones, ranking them by bias in calling balls strikes. So they go on a sliding scale from pitcher-friendly to hitter-friendly. The pitcher-friendly umpires with the large zones that had a high degree of pitches that were outside the zone called strikes. And just for the record, they compared 2015 overall, all the umpires, to 2008, many of them the same umpires. And there's a drastic difference in the number of strikes being called. That's sort of the Joshian theory. But the good news is, of the 87 umpires surveyed using data for this year, Ted Barrett's zone was 61st of the 87. So well down the list toward being Cub offense friendly. I don't know if it means much, but it's just a thought. It's just something that maybe they get a break from some of these balls being called strikes.
Marginal,
where
the
Cubs,
the other way.
And look, the Cubs take a ton of pitches. They led the league in strikeout percentage. They were only a tenth of a percent off of tops, and led all of baseball in strikeout percentage, but only a tenth of a percent from being tops in baseball in walk percentage. That's because they need to see a lot of pitches. It does a lot for them. It gets people on base. It gives guys looks. It gives their big bats chances for multiple run homers instead of solo shots. So maybe they get a break with Barrett. Or maybe not. But it just
I think you are what you are when it comes to calling. I think that's a pretty good survey. I mean, I don't think that's like he did it two games. So they've that's a pretty good idea. Because I just don't find I find so few umpires that I think are hitter friendly anymore. The hitter friendly umpires are few and far between
that's
from
correct.
What I've seen in the playoffs. That's like strike, and you're looking at them and going, what? Strike. Okay.
Well, those are both strikes, really?
Yeah, really? Because Tulowitzki got thrown out last night after going on the field.
It's a travesty.
It really is.
That's an out of control ump.
Yeah. I don't think that game was relying upon you, Hirschfield.
Hirschbeck.
Yeah. Penis. But he always has been, though. I think Hirschbeck always been that kind of guy, kind of edgy dude, but not in the playoffs and not from even when he's going back out to short. Not when he's going. Not when he's standing at short. What he said to you?
That's rabbit ears. That's
nobody knows what he said to you.
You're really wanting to hear some of that.
It's just kind of don't ruin the baseball for stupidity or whatever it was. I know he didn't like. I know what he said at the plate. Not friendly, Tulowitzki. Not friendly.
And you might ask about the umpire from Game 2, who did have the pitcher-friendly strike zone.
Pitcher-friendly.
It was Tim Timmons, and even his number, per this metric here, is not toward the absolute top. You ask who this year were the most pitcher-friendly umpires, most biased to calling balls strikes? They were Ben May, Eric Cooper, and Clint Fagan. Angel Hernandez there, too. And there's only a handful of extremely hitter-friendly umpires.
Yeah, I was to say, they're sort of told not to be.
They were Kerwin Danley, Greg Gibson, Rob Drake, and, believe it or not, Joe West.
Wow. He's not friendly anywhere else,
actually, you know what? The more advanced data, that was sort of the raw numbers. Once they weighed it, Sean Rakos, Jerry Crawford, Rick Reed. I mean, there are some names. If you go back to 2008... God, you look at some of the difference here. Those numbers, the table here they've got from 2008. Boy, you can see why Rakos in the league. I was looking at these numbers here. You had Schreiber, Reed, Crawford, and Rakos, and then you had just a handful of really pitcher-friendly umpires, and in Doug Eddings, Phil Cuzzi, and Bill Miller. And then it is completely inverted. It is completely inverted this year. So this year, make sure I have the exact numbers. This year it was Kerwin Danley, Greg Gibson, Rob Drake, and Joe West. Those guys were really the only group that was extremely offense friendly.
Well, everybody knows this is it's associated with the game. You want the games over. You don't want the kids sleeping in the stands. I mean, you hate that shot. You hate the idea that the games are too long and all the other stuff they've done. And I'm telling you, they're to me the umpires are just reflective of what they want. That's what they want. They don't want long counts. They don't want long, but they want the game to move along. Never mind the fact that the game is already being played too long and that you could have a World Series game in November. Never mind that. Never mind what you're actually doing to the game while you're doing all this. Just worry about if the game's quick enough to keep everybody happy and the kids stay awake. Don't bring your kid then. I don't really, if you're watching a terrific playoff game or a World Series game, whatever it is, you don't care about the clock. During the postseason, I cared about the clock during the Bears game when they're playing 4 hours of crap. But I mean, I don't care about what time it is during the postseason games. You know, there's only a handful of them that you're going to get a chance to see, and you want to see every minute of it. Why do you care if it's an extra 20 minutes? I don't care. So it's fine with me, and I'm one for getting it over too. I'd sooner do that. But I mean, they know that what they know that's the order, so they're calling them.
Yeah, it's never during this time of year. It doesn't bother me. The only thing that bothers me is like the some of the production with all the close-ups and trying to drag everything out, and the actual pace of game at this point doesn't bug me. I don't expect
it to be quick. No, right. I don't expect it to. It's not, and you live with it for this time of the season. But yeah, I think when you even if you don't do it, even if you say to yourself, "Well, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to call me." I mean, there's some guys that are just going to call them. And some of them are very marginal anyway. I mean, a ball and a difference between a ball and a strike is just in the eye right now, right? Yeah, right now.
What's unfortunate is that in the first game, to show you how unstable some of the data is, that Rob Drake, the home plate umpire in game one, is that, as I mentioned, in that group of offense friendly guys who just he didn't seem to call it that way like he has all year.
Did not.
So you wonder. That's the other thing too. The variable is, and who is it that was telling us this, that it could be that umpire supervisors, once the postseason begins, I don't know if they actually literally get different marching orders. If they say, look, when in doubt, I don't know what you've called all year, but with postseason, big stage, everybody watching, when in doubt, you're calling strikes.
Everybody has been on their ass for this, particularly the postseason stuff. Everybody's been on their ass for this. I mean, the commissioner's been, look, whether he's done it publicly or privately, he's been on their ass for this stuff. So, I mean, look, if you take the list and you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to call it, there's still something in your mind. And I see a lot of very close pitches that are generally strikes now. I expect them to be called a strike.
And the shame of it is if you're trying to get into the Mets bullpen, I get it. You know, their closer, obviously, really good. But Addison Reed?
Addison Reed? How about Addison Reed?
You want to see Addison Reed. He'll spit up a lead for you. You know he'll do that.
I know.
And the shame is, too, that the whole Cubs deal, the difference between the regular season and the playoffs, too, that's just one of them. But, you know, you in a series, what the Cubs were so good at all year is gashing a bullpen in the first game of a series. Mm-hmm. You know, high pitch counts. Then your high-leverage bullpen is in, and then it changes everything, and it sets up these advantages. The next, you do it on a Friday, and then it gives you advantages on Saturday and Sunday because if guy's not available to use, and that all changes in the playoffs because you don't care. Your calibration of who rests when is different. There's no reason. You can all go with high leverage as much as you want until the guy's arm falls off.
Yeah, I you know, there's a something with the Mets starters is that all of them are going to, as good as they are, other than the Dark Knight sometimes when he was younger, we pitched a little further in games, but all of them have that six-inning bug about them. Sometimes they get to the seventh, but it's generally not.
This thought from Matt about our discussion regarding Rick Pitino. He said, I would fully support Rick Pitino to Illinois to start 2016-2017.
You start doing.
That was my idea, remember, with Bobby Petrino. Yes. I would do a Petrino.
Oh, now you're talking.
Right. Then you got a thing going there. And
bring him. You know, you look. You.
Where do you find you hired hookers idiots in Champaign, though?
Oh, everywhere.
You get toes like
Urbana.
That?
Urbana. There's plenty. I would just. You've got nothing but trouble with your programs. You've got all these coaches that are bullying kids and treating kids like crap and all the other stuff. Hire a rainmaker or two. Hire them. If they don't, make sure they don't walk away from you.
And give them the slush fund and get the hell out of the way and win some games.
Get the hell out of the way.
Next up, Mark Gonzalez from the Tribune talks Cubs and Mets on the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Score.
Joe Madden talks Cubs playoffs with one station in town. Only with the Spiegel and Goff Show, Tuesdays at noon on the Score. Brought to you by CJ Wilson Mazda. Visit them at ZoomZoomNation.com.
Listen, our guys are ready to play. Our guys are in the moment. There's nothing wrong with our guys at all. Just the fact that the Mets pitchers pitched really well. They caught the ball. They got a couple big hits.
Hear Joe Madden throughout the playoffs, only on the Score. Brought to you by Block 37, home of Latinicity Food Hall and Lounge. Opening new.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA, Axe, Dove Men Plus Care, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you, so use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 60.